Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Happy Monday to you all. Can you be addicted to foods? You know, we've heard about sugar addiction and carbohydrate addiction and behavioral food addictions, all these things. But now researchers have wondered whether we can become addicted to food for a long time. Certain foods that we know are really bad that don't have to do with just sugar or carbohydrates. And they're looking at reasons why people lose control over how much they eat. So they're talking about pizza, French fries, and ice cream. For the first time, a team of researchers looked at exactly what type of foods could be the most addictive. And they asked a group of 120 undergraduates, okay, first of all, right there. Oh, and then they got 400 adults, too, with 35 different types of food. The undergrads, come on, pizza, 4 in the morning, after a night of drinking. Easy to say, oh, yeah, I'm addicted because I got to do that. But they checked from pizza to broccoli. And whether they thought they could have problems controlling how much they ate of each one. I'm not thinking that they found that broccoli and asparagus and lettuce and tomatoes and carrots were addictive and that people had trouble stopping eating them. Topping the list were pizza, chocolate, chips, cookies, ice cream, French fries, cake, and soda. They were all considered processed foods. They were followed by cheese and bacon, which are not processed foods, but both high in fat and salt. And then fruits and vegetables were at the bottom of the list, and that they were looking at the addictive potential of these things, and they found that the most problematic foods tended to be those with the high glycemic load, meaning they contain a lot of sugar, and that they can cause this spike in blood sugar. They also talked about the qualities of the food that could make it much more difficult to stop eating, so that like drugs, that they're highly concentrated and rapidly absorbed into the body, it's difficult to just stop cold turkey. So they're looking at whether or not pizza and French fries and soda and ice cream are addictive. What we do know is that you have to acknowledge that there's a problem. If there's anything that's addicting to you, you have to acknowledge it, take a look at it, and decide what you're going to do about it. I mean, pizza can be good for you. A little ice cream, a little chocolate, that can be good for you. Bacon, you know, it's, who doesn't love bacon? Bacon makes a lot of things much better. Cheese as well. And they're proving, too, that cheese can be addictive. So all of these things are so interesting. But if you have to get addicted to something, probably you should just try and get addicted to broccoli, asparagus, fruits, vegetables. Yeah, I know. It's not going to happen. Next Monday morning story. Report has stunning revelations for the contents of hot dogs. You don't really want to know about the sausage-making process. That's what they always say. People have been eating hot dogs for a very long time, but there was a new report that talks about how hot dogs get made. Clear Foods uses genomic technology to analyze the world's foods at a molecular level. Okay, I'm pausing here. Not to swallow, but to say the company analyzed 345 hot dog and sausage products from 75 brands and 10 retailers, and they found, wait for it, human DNA, that's nice, in 2% of the samples and in 2/3 of the vegetarian samples. And additionally, 10% of all the vegetarian products appeared to contain some meat. The ones that did pass muster, Butterball, McCormick, Eckrich, and of course Hebrew National, were among the major brands that received top scores. So check it out. You might want to stick with Hebrew National, Eckrich, McCormick, Butterball. That was a little surprising one for me. And, you know, I mean, I like a good hot dog as much as the next person, but check it out. So interesting stories for a Monday. Got a great show coming up. Stay well.